Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey everybody, this is the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host Brett, and this is the midweek show. How's everybody doing this week so far? Well, before I get started here, I just wanted to give a shout out to my co-host Carl. He's been a trooper over this last month, even though he's been hurting bad from his surgery, so... Yeah, he's really stepped it up. Ain't missed an episode. He's done a couple of midweeks by himself, and just wanted to say good job, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. For this midweek show, I'm going to be talking about the band Def Leppard and their album High and Dry. Okay, let's go over a little bit of the background of the band. They were formed in 1976 under the name Atomic Mass. There were some schoolmates that got together and got a band going, and they went through a bunch of different lineups up until 1979, when you get the current lineup for their first two albums, On Through the Night, and the album we're going to discuss tonight, High and Dry. That current lineup is as follows: Joe Elliott on lead vocals, backing vocals; Steve Clark, lead and rhythm guitars and backing vocals; Pete Willis, lead and rhythm guitars and backing vocals. And this would actually be his last full studio album with the band. He played some tracks on the next album, Pyromania, but I don't even know if he was credited on that album for that. So, and then we got Rick Savage on bass guitar and backing vocals, and Rick Allen on drums and backing vocals. And he was actually only 15 years old when he joined the band in 1978. Alright, the album High and Dry, it was recorded from March through June of 1981 at Battery Studios in London, England. Genre is hard rock, heavy metal. Length of the album is 42 minutes and 15 seconds. That's the original version. There is a remixed, remastered version out. Actually, two, that I'll get into here in a bit. It was released on July 6, 1981 on Vertigo Records in the UK and Mercury Records in the US. Producer was Robert John Mutlang. It was engineered by Mike Shipley and Nigel Green, and the album cover design was designed by British design group Hypnosis. That's sort of a weird album cover. It's hard to explain. It's in the show notes of the episode and on the YouTube. Okay, let's go over the charts and certifications here. It hit number 38, Billboard Top 200 in 1981. And in the UK, it got up to 26. And it was certified 2x platinum, and it was certified platinum in Canada, which is only takes 100,000 copies to go platinum up in Canada. All right, let's go over the track list. First, we got Let It Go, 4:43. And that was their first single they released off the album. And it actually hit number 34 on the U.S. mainstream rock charts. Track 2, Another Hit and Run, 4:59. Track 3, High and Dry, the title track. High and Dry Saturday Night, actually, is what it's called. And that was also released as a single, 3 minutes 27. Bringing On the Heartbreak, also released as a single, 4 minutes 34. Switch 625, track 5. That's an instrumental. Coming in at 3:03. Track 6, You Got Me Running, 4:23. Track 7, Lady Strange, 4:39. Track 8, On Through the Night, 5 minutes and 6 seconds. I don't know why this song wasn't on their first album, since that was the name of their first album. Do not know. Track 9, Mirror, Mirror, Look Into My Eyes, 4:08. And track 10, No, 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 3 minutes 13. And then they reissued it in 1984. And they put a remix of Bringing On the Heartbreak on that. And they added keyboards and synthesizers and stuff. And a lot of people didn't like it. Called them sellouts and shit for it. But actually, I think it sounds better like that. And that was track 11 on the reissue. And track 12, Me and My Wine, which I guess was a remix that they did and didn't get put on the original album. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Now, on the vinyl and cassette releases, Me and My Wine is added to the end of side one, while Bringing On the Heartbreak remix leads off side two. On the CD releases, Bringing On the Heartbreak remix and Me and My Wine follow No, No, No. The last lyric, No, in No, 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 repeats infinitely on the original vinyl album release. The original cassette features No being screamed 46 times and then ending abruptly. On later releases, the No's simply fade out. And then in 2018, they remastered and reissued it again with the same bonus tracks on there, the remixes. And that is the track listing for High and Dry. All right, the tour. They had a big world tour on this album, for sure. They started out in June of 81, opening up for Rainbow on the Difficult to Cure tour. And then later on in the summer, they played a couple of off dates after they got done with Rainbow back in England. And then over across the pond, they toured with Ozzy on the Blizzard of Oz tour. And I wanted to go to that. They played in Springfield, Illinois on that tour, and I wanted to go to that so bad, but couldn't make it. I was 14, broke, and had no ride, so. Then after Ozzy, they did like a month stint opening up for the band Blackfoot. And I think Johnny Van Zant was on a couple of them shows too, if I'm not mistaken. And then after that, they opened up a few shows for Priest even. So I would say they had a pretty successful world tour for this album for sure. Well, that's about all I got for Def Leppard High and Dry. Let's see, what am I going to rate this? Well, this is probably one of my top 20 albums, favorite albums ever. It holds up well, brings back a lot of memories from my teenage years, and I just love this album. I'm gonna give it a 5 for sure. I'm gonna give it 5 Devil Horns. There's not a bad song on the album. Way heavier than their first album for sure. Steve Clark's guitar is amazing on this album. Who knows what the band would have ended up like if he would have stayed alive. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna give it a 5. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining the show, and check us out on all the social medias. Follow us, subscribe, join the Facebook group, The Evil Ones. We're not hard to find. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Leave us a iTunes rating, Apple rating, if you would, and review. We would much appreciate it. Still haven't said if I'm going to bribe everybody or not yet, though. All right, everybody. We will talk to you Sunday. I think we're doing Witchboard this week. So we will talk to you then. Stay evil, everybody.